From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump told a news conference in Washington Thursday that the media is painting a false picture of his administration as chaotic, when in fact, he says, it's running like a fine-tuned machine. In a session marked by contentious exchanges with reporters, the president complained of unfair coverage of his administration's first days.
The media is trying to attack our administration because they know we are following through on pledges that we made, and they're not happy about it for whatever reason.
Mr. Trump denied having any contacts or connections with Russia. He said ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was only doing his job when he made contacts with the Russian ambassador during the recent presidential campaign. He says the reason Flynn resigned or was fired was because he had been dishonest with the vice president and had denied the contacts took place. The president said he will issue a new executive order on immigration. It will replace the last one, which was put on hold by a federal court. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the Trump administration supports a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. She spoke to reporters after attending her first Security Council meeting on the issue.
We absolutely support a two-state solution, but we are thinking out of the box as well, which is, what does it take to bring these two sides to the table?
Haley said any solution is going to come from the Israelis and Palestinians and that the United States is just there to support the process. A bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced legislation on Wednesday to prevent the Trump administration from repealing sanctions on Russia without congressional approval. House Democratic Minority Whip Steny Hoyer says he thinks there is enough support to pass the sanctions bill by a veto-proof margin. This is VOA News. A White House official says President Trump's choice for National Security Advisor, retired Vice Admiral Robert Harward, has turned down the offer. Harward was offered the job after Michael Flynn was fired by Trump on Monday. The White House official said Harward cited family and financial reasons for opting not to take the job. President Trump has nominated former National Labor Relations Board member Alexander Acosta to serve as his Secretary of Labor. Acosta is currently the dean of a Florida law school. A car bomb has killed at least 55 people at a car dealership in Baghdad. Iraqi officials say more than 60 people were wounded. The blast took place in the mainly Shiite Al-Bayyah neighborhood. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. An Islamic State suicide bomber killed more than 75 people and wounded around 200 Thursday inside a crowded Shiite shrine in southern Pakistan. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack in Shewan, a remote town in the Sindh province. District officials say a woman carried out that attack. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson took part Thursday in his first major international meeting, joining a gathering of G20 foreign ministers in Germany. On the sideline of the talks, Tillerson met with Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. He said that cooperation with Russia will be contingent on Russia living up to its international commitments, and in that list, he included the Minsk agreements on Ukraine.
As I made clear at my Senate confirmation hearing, the United States will consider working with Russia when we can find areas of practical cooperation that will benefit the American people. Where we do not see eye to eye, the United States will stand up for the interests and values of America and her allies.
Mr. Lavrov said the two nations have agreed to work together in areas where their interests do coincide, particularly, he says, in the fight against terrorism. At a meeting of NATO members in Brussels on Thursday, U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis ruled out any military collaboration between the United States and Russia under current conditions. He told a news conference at NATO headquarters that U.S. political leaders will engage and try to find common ground with the Russians. Officials in South Sudan say army troops entered a village near the capital Juba on Sunday and raped at least a half dozen women and girls, some of them at gunpoint. The alleged rapes occurred less than 2 weeks after South Sudanese President Salva Kiir issued a warning that soldiers who committed acts of rape and sexual assault will be shot. An increasing number of rapes by members of the Sudan People's Liberation Army has sparked outrage among civilians and raised tensions between the Kiir government and countries supporting the country with humanitarian needs. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.